SBS Radio.
At syempre, sasamahan na tayo ng mga misses na hindi mga mukhang misses. Ang mga kandidata para sa Mrs. Tourism Pageant, narito live sa ating programa. Magpapakilala muna sila mula sa aking kaliwa.
I'm Evelyn Andalis. I'm working at Long Bay Hospital Justice Health. And I'm representing the Eastern Suburb.
Yay! Next to Evelyn.
Hi, good morning everyone. This is Oli Bandeleon, representing the Blacktown area of the West.
Yay! And next to Olive.
Hello, my name is Desiree Segi. I'm representing Chinali, a small suburb next to Sutherlandshire.
So you're representing the South?
Yes.
Yes. And next to Desi, yes.
Hi, my name is Olive Rosetti Wheeler. I'm from the Blue Mountain.
Galing pa yan sa ano ah. Mahigit 2 hours
yes,
travel.
2 hours, close to Katumba.
Just to join us this morning.
Thank you.
Not, but not the least, yes.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle Thong. And I'm representing area around Hornsby. I'm from Wesley. So it's northwest of Sydney.
And the Malaysian community as well.
Yeah, Malaysian Chinese descent.
Yes. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Simulan natin. This is the first time that Mrs. Tourism Pageant is being held here in Sydney. But what encouraged you or pushed you to really join this first Mrs. Tourism Pageant? Should I start with Michelle?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. The reason I like to join tourism as a subject is that I like to represent Australia as a beautiful country, and this beautiful country have lots of attractions, especially the nature.
Yeah.
So I've been traveled from the north to the south, and I think Australia is exceptionally beautiful. And at this age, in my 40s, I think I want to show women that we can all be fabulous at any age. Yeah.
Yes. And they don't look that old, I can tell you that.
Everybody look good, so yeah. We want to represent women in the world that in any age you can look your best.
Yes, and next to Michelle is Olivia.
Olivia, I encourage everyone, and I love joining this pageant because ever since I was young, I love joining beauty pageant and representing a beautiful country of Australia. And I used to live in Manly, where is the North Shore. Now I'm moving to Blue Mountain, and Australia is a beautiful country, and I'm very grateful and happy to join this pageant. Thank you.
Siyempre, hindi papatalo si Desi.
Hello. Magandang umaga.
Yeah, I joined this competition because I just want to, first of all, I just want to help the charity. This is charity pageant. To join this competition is quite nervous because I'm first time.
Yeah.
But anyway, as Michelle said, a pageant is not for young only, so we can encourage people that even you are in 40s, 50s, you still can join. And by helping others and promoting Australia and the Philippines tourism is a really awesome job to do. Thank you very much.
Yes, and next is Olive.
Yes. Yeah, I joined this pageant because for its very good cause. The part of the proceeds will go to the Holy Rosary Foundation School of Caloocan City in Manila, and as well as to Barangay Rimos in La Union. It is an honor to be a part of the program to help our fellow Filipinos, and as well as to have fun with other ladies.
Yes.
And as like the other lady said, it's not too late to join a competition like this at our age. Even we're married, or even we are like grandmas like me. I'm already a grandma. Yeah, to have fun as well.
Yes,
and to meet other people and we are very thankful to Ati Presi who invited us to join this competition.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Olive. And next is Evelyn.
Hi, everyone. It's me again. Just call me Lynn. That's my nickname. Well, for me, I'm joining this kind of competition. So far, it's my first time. And it's very competitive. And to join this competition is good because for me, I love to search the world and I love to help the community and what's happening on the people in the world, search the children and everything. And like what Olive said, I think I'm the oldest of the group. But anyway,
that's a show.
God bless us all.
Okay, since this is Mrs. Tourism Pageant, if you are to represent Australia, anong lugar sa Australia or in Sydney or anywhere in Australia that you want to showcase to the world? Sige. Okay. Yeah. Pero bago yan, before that, before you answer that question, magbabalik po tayo makalipas ang ilang paalala. At nagbabalik po tayo sa SBS Filipino. Siyempre kasama pa rin natin ang 5 sa 7 kandidata ng Mrs. Tourism Pageant. Evelyn, Olive, Desi, Olivia, and Michelle. Kanina, the question, what are the 2 best places that you would like to showcase to the world if you are to represent Australia as Mrs. Tourism? Okay, should we start in the middle?
Oh, in the middle.
It's middle of mine.
It's Desi.
Oh my God, it's a surprise. Yeah, I feel the first that I want to recommend is Bondi Beach. The first time I saw Bondi Beach is I'm so amazed. Like, wow, I just seen this before, like in the, you know, postcard and everything like that. So when I saw all the beautiful ladies, all the guys that lying down in the sand before.
The surfers.
The surfers, oh my God. And when I saw them first lying down in the sand, I said, oh, this is real. And you can see the water is so clear. If you want the surfing area, there is a surfing area there. And it's so busy though. It's so many people lying down there and it's so nice to recommend this around the world.
And the second
And the second one will be Brisbane.
Yeah.
I've been to Brisbane a couple of times and it's clean city, so.
Cleaner than Sydney?
Oh yeah, that's all clean. Yeah, that's all clean. But I think the area that I've been there is it's all I didn't see any mess. That's why I can that's how I describe it. Yeah.
Okay, next is Olivia.
Hello again, everyone. If I would represent, I'd like Manly Beach. Wow. I'd live, I live in Manly Beach for almost 12 years.
Wow.
So, yes, I came here pretty young. And yeah, I love the beach. And the views all the, at the mountain there were the old church and cathedrals. Yeah, beautiful shops and all the pine trees alongside the water. It's very beautiful for tourist people. And now I'm living in Blue Mountain, which is if you like to see the snow. Yeah, last week, well, Blue Mountain was snowing and pretty cold. So, yeah, if you feel hot and then go to the beach, and if you like to feel the cold, go to Blue Mountain.
So for you, it's Manly Beach and the Blue Mountain.
Blue Mountain, yes.
We have snow here. You just have to go to the mountains a little bit.
To the mountains. Yeah.
And next is Michelle.
Hi everyone. Hi. The 2 attractions of Australia, I think. The first location I would think is Great Barrier Reef. It's a must.
Yeah.
Because I'm a scuba diver and I love the ocean. So it's the longest barrier reef in the world and we should showcase that. Not only that, because the adjacent cities like the Cairns and the Port Douglas are amazing, tropical, warm, and they're just fabulous.
Yeah.
And I was roaming up from there, from Cairns, the Port Douglas, up to the Daintree. So this tropical part of Queensland is one of the best. And
I think it's in the world as well.
Yeah, in the world. So this is the place that we should never miss. So get your butts out there.
And the second one is?
Second one, I would say from the north to the south, I think the Great Ocean Road. Along the Great Ocean Road.
That's in Victoria.
Yeah, Victoria. And you have lots of endless coastline. And you can see the
12 apostles.
Yes, 12 apostles. And there are many, like the Broken Bridge, I think London Bridge. Wow. And along the way, you can just endless, beautiful drive. And you can roam to the Grampian, the national park, lots of it. And the Ballarat, Ararat, all these tiny, tiny towns with huge roses. So all these amazing places.
I think all our listeners are going to be,
Bell Beach. And
putting this on their bucket list.
And the Melbourne is quite close to the place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes. Thank you, Michelle. And Olive is next.
Yes. Hello there, everyone again. It's Olive here. Yeah, I totally agree with Michelle. Actually, it's also my best recommendation. The Great Barrier Reef, because that's one of the wonders of the world as well. And I've been there, I experienced it. It's really a dream destination. It is really blissful. When you get there, it's really paradise. Blue, clear water. And it's really wonderful.
Mm.
And
the second one
is, of course, we shouldn't forget Sydney.
Yeah.
Because we can see everything here. The culture, modern, and also the cultural background of Australia. And we can find here the most famous landmark of Sydney, the Sydney Opera House and the Sydney Harbour Bridge, which is most popular all over the world. So, yeah, come and visit Australia.
Thank you. Definitely. And it's also close to the beaches.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Yeah. And next is Evelyn.
For me, my first recommendation, like what Olive said, because we live here in Sydney, I can recommend the city, Sydney Harbour Bridge. You can see everything there and the many museum and everything. You can see a lot of stuff to visit.
Yeah.
And opera house is there. So many. Coffee shop and everything.
The bustle and the busy city. Yeah,
everything is there. You can see everything. And it's a lot of enjoyment if you're going to visit Sydney.
Yeah. And what's the second best place for you, Evelyn?
My second place to recommend you is I love Tasmania.
Mm,
because Tasmania is a beautiful place. It's greeneries. And it's a historical place.
Yeah.
And lots of mountains and restaurant and many hotels too. So that's the only thing that I can recommend you at the moment. But I love Sydney. Everything is good.
Yes. Yeah,
beautiful.
All the places you mentioned are all beautiful.
Yes.
But everywhere in Australia, there are lots of places to visit. And definitely check out all the other states as well, not just New South Wales and Victoria, Tasmania, as you mentioned, Evelyn, and as well as Queensland. So all the places in Australia are beautiful.
It's a and beautiful country.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure,
endless coastline.
A lot of things to explore.
Yeah.
Many beaches. I selected.
Going back to the pageant, whoever wins Mrs. Tourism Pageant will go to an international pageant. Is that right?
We'll compete in Philippines.
International.
Is that for Mrs. International? It will be Mrs. Tourism International.
Mrs. Tourism Australia, then represent Australia to win like Mrs. Tourism International. Mrs. Tourism,
which is happening in the Philippines.
Yeah, few titles. Yes. So there'd be Mrs. Tourism Universe, Mrs. Tourism International, Mrs. Tourism Earth or something. There are a few titles.
Yeah. Yep. So good luck.
Thank you.
There's only
Whoever will win in here will go to Philippines to compete the international.
International.
Yeah, okay.
So in the Philippines, if you...
Can you join us at the Presi? Because you know the details.
Yeah.
So Mrs. Presi Santos is the organizer of Mrs. of Tourism.
Yeah. I'm Presi Santos. I am the organizer and the director of the National Director of the Mrs. Tourism Pageant in Australia 2019. So the competition in here will be on the 14th of July, and whoever will win in here will be going to Philippines to compete the international. And in Philippines, they will have five titles, like Mrs. International Earth, Mrs. Tourism Universe, Mrs. Tourism International, and Mrs. Tourism World. So that will be five.
Okay.
Yeah.
So whoever wins here will go to the Philippines to compete for the international pageant. Okay. Alam ko may talent portion nito, pero so magbabalik po tayo at alamin natin kung ano ang kanilang natatanging galing or what are the talents that they will be showcasing during the pageant. Magbabalik po tayo makalipas ang ilang paalala. At nagbabalik po tayo sa programa. Ana Vilata pa rin po yung kasama at kasama natin ang lima sa pitong kandidata ng Mrs. Tourism Pageant dito sa Sydney. At syempre, sabi nga ni Mrs. Presi, ang mananalo dito ay magtutungo sa Pilipinas sa buwan ng Setyembre?
October.
Para mag-compete sa international pageant ng Mrs. Tourism. At syempre, good luck sa kanilang lima at sa dalawa pa na wala dito ngayong umaga. Kanina binanggit natin, we were talking about the talent portion for the Mrs. Tourism pageant. Paparinig nila konti. They will give us a little bit of sample, sabi nga, of their talents here. And we will start from my left with Miss Evelyn. Yes, are you gonna sing ba?
Sorry, I can only sing the bathroom. It's a private, sorry. Maybe at the moment.
What will be your talent?
I'm going to do some sort of South Pacific dance.
Mm.
Yeah, because I want to say something. Awe, awe. I like it, yeah. And since when I was a child, I love this kind of dance. So I become a dance choreographer.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I was working before in Spain for 7 years, joining the Lahaina Dance Company. So now it's been a long time. That was during my younger days. Now I'm already
never
57.
Mind.
But anyway, I can still have the moves. So don't forget to watch me.
Yes, well, that's something to
Thank
watch
you.
Out. Yes. And Miss Olive, are you going to be dancing or singing? Or declaiming?
I might be dancing as well because, Evelyn, I love dancing since I was a child. So, because she's doing a Polynesian dance, I might be doing either a cultural dance.
Wow.
From the Philippines, a Muslim dance.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you're going to be having the Muslim clothes as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Thank At syempre, inaabangan natin si Miss Desi.
Hello. My talent is I'm going to sing. So I hope all the guests will like it. I'm not a singer, but I really love singing since I was young. So
here's a little bit of that song. Is that the one you'll be singing at the pageant or no?
Let's see. Because until now, I'm not decided yet. But okay.
But this is a song that our listeners will hear this morning.
Okay. I will sing Hero because all of you or ourselves are a hero. So I'll sing Hero. This for all of you.
There's a hero. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you want. There's an answer. If you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away. And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on. And you cast your fears aside, and you know you can survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong. And you'll finally see the truth, that a hero lies in you.
Thank you, guys.
Hey.
Thank you, Jessie.
Oh, walang practice yan, ha?
Wala pa yan, ha?
No practice. Does it put pressure on you, Olivia?
Yes.
Are you also gonna sing, Olivia?
Still deciding if singing and dancing.
Yeah.
So,
Do both.
Yeah. I probably do both.
So, singing, are we gonna be hearing you singing this morning? Just few lines.
Okay. Well, I've been watching Aladdin and I love the movie.
Yeah.
So, and
a whole new world.
Yes.
For all of us.
I love that. This is Mrs. Tourism Pageant. So I'll sing a few lyrics from Whole New World, yeah, and show you Australia and show you the whole world.
Sure.
Thank you. I can show you the world. Shining, trembling, splendid. Tell me, princess, where ended in home. Sorry.
She got blocked.
A whole new world. It's such an amazing point of view. To tell us where to go. To tell a whole new world with you. Sorry, I don't really memorize the lyrics.
Okay. It's sabi nga yan ay biglaan. So yeah. Okay. But definitely you'll be practicing for the for the pageant. Okay. Next is Michelle.
Yeah, it's Michelle. Michelle.
What are you gonna be doing at the talent portion, Michelle?
Hi. I'm going to do a lots of things. There'll be singing and cartwheel and split and stand on my head and making everybody laughing. So my first intro will be a singing, so I'm going to show you.
Okay.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I take back those years that aged you, and you stay forever young.
Yay!
Then I'll do a cartwheel, I'll do a split, and I'll show you how to be young forever, forever. So if I can reach the star, I give it all to you.
They're all dancing now on the studio. So it's going to be a fun talent portion for you, Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually very much into public speaking, acting, singing, and dancing, everything. So I want to put everything together. And I've been yoga instructor for many years, over 10 years. And,
wow.
And so, personal trainer, gym instructor. So I like to put those into one go. And also,
you only have 3 minutes for the talent.
So I'm going to jam it all in, and we're all going to be exciting. So, yeah.
Yeah. So that's something to watch out. All your talents are something to watch for at the Mrs. Tourism Pageant. But before we end, for the past few months or few weeks that you've been together as Mrs. Tourism Pageant candidates, what have you learned not just with your age and your camaraderie or your friendship with one another, and especially showcasing your beauties and talents in this pageant. Let's start with Evelyn.
Okay. What I learned is I have to motivate myself not to eat too much because I just came from the Philippines and now I'm here doing the beauty pageant, so I want to be sexy like them.
And also some advice maybe for missuses na thinking that they can't do things or join pageants or anything that they wanted to pursue in life.
Well, I can only tell that those like my age, well, even up to 70 years old, you can compete this kind of beauty pageant because it's building you for the good confidence and motivate yourself, and you can learn a lot of things here. Yeah. Patience, be friendly to everyone, loving each other, not killing each other.
Sure, thank you, Evelyn. And Miss Olive?
Yeah, joining this competition is really exciting, and you can learn lots of things because you can meet other ladies, beautiful ladies.
Yes.
And yes, we are encouraged with one another because of their views and ideas. And so we encourage you also, ladies out there, that it doesn't matter what age you are, if you want to stand out and express your feelings and also share your knowledge and ideas to the world, then there's no way to stop you because age doesn't matter.
Definitely. Thank you, Miss Olive and Miss Desi.
I learned from this competition or this event will be building up your personality much more. And before, when my point of view of joining this competition is just like, oh no, I'm not fit into it because I'm not that pretty, I'm not tall, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like the beauty pageant, she should be sexy, should be a curvy. But I learned that, oh, Tita Prezi always saying, you know, do that for, you know, confident.
Yeah.
And be yourself. And you can meet so many people, like beautiful mothers next to me now.
Yeah.
They are very funny. And it's beautiful. They are so friendly. So I think nothing to lose.
Yeah.
So,
And Olivia?
Yeah. Hello. I'm grateful to join this competition because these ladies here I'm with today is very friendly. They're loving. Yeah, and it's good encouragement for other beautiful misses out there. Yes, and it make you a stronger woman. And it's a good it's a good
cost as well.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivia and Michelle.
Yeah, time is running now. I
think. Yeah.
Time is running. Quick. A lot of the ladies saying all the good thing about friendship, learning a lot of stuff, heaps of stuff, learning to be confident and on stage, and just be yourself and show the world who you are and not to be afraid. Okay, so we're going to have lots of fun and we're going to showcase a lot of stuff. Thank you, everybody.
Yes, thank you so much for coming this morning. And syempre, Mrs. Tourism Pageant is on the 14th of July. Yes. Salamat po sa pagsama ninyo ngayong umaga. Ana Yulata, nagpapaalam sa inyo. Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino. Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.